Whitney Houston will be held on Saturday in the New Jersey church, where she first revealed her singing talents as a child. Her body was returned to New Jersey late yesterday. The Duchess of Cambridge has had no shortage of people lining up to be her Valentine today while her husband is on duty in the Falklands. 8-year-old Jackson Johnson Lynch gave Kate a card as she visited a charity in Liverpool earlier, and 7-year-old Amy Haswell gave her red roses at Older Haight Children's Hospital this afternoon.
She said thank you for the flowers, and she said that you've been out here for a while. And she said, aren't they pretty flowers?
In football, Carlos Tevez is back in Manchester and is expected to meet club officials this evening. The Argentine is thought to be on the verge of a dramatic return to the City team after his self-imposed exile following a high-profile disagreement with manager Roberto Mancini. And the popular game of Angry Birds has joined Facebook and is hoping for millions of more users worldwide as a result. That's it latest. I'm Chris Giles.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
said slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout in North Benfleet. Slow traffic on the A176 now, Upper Main northbound in Basildon at the A1235 Cranes Farm Road Junction in the roadworks area. Don't forget there's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. On the A127 you'll find a 40 mile per hour speed restriction on the eastbound track between Halfway House and Fortune of War. And in Ingatestone, Frining Lane is closed at the High Street Junction due to gas mains work, but a local diversion is in operation there. And on the tubes, the Piccadilly line is delayed at Amherst Grove to Heathrow Airport. If you've got news of the queues, here's what to do.
Phoenix FM travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the olden days, if your energy bills could talk, they'd say,
"Woo, it's me again."
But now when they turn up, it's more like,
"I'm back, and this time I want more."
Well, at SafeStyle UK, we want to help you cut your energy bills down to size with our energy-efficient double glazing.
What?
And to make it easy, there's 55% off, free fitting, buy now, pay later, and interest-free finance.
In your face!
Oh.
Yes! See SafeStyle.co.uk or call 0800 106 107. Representative 0% APR.
SafeStyle UK.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I hope you're having a lovely Tuesday. Sadly, it is still very, very cloudy outside, which is a bit boring, isn't it? But hopefully the sunshine's going to come out in a few more days' time, or perhaps tomorrow. It'd be good if it comes out tomorrow. Now, as promised, joining me in the studio is Ben Benson. I'm going to check his mic's working. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Gabby.
Oh, yes, I can hear you. If you just bring it a little bit closer. There we go. You said you
done.
How's that? Yeah, that's great. It's quite echoey in this studio, so I'd probably say a little bit closer still. It's not normally the case. Well, it is now because our studio is so much bigger here. What do you think? I mean, you never came to the other place at the Baytree Centre in Brentwood, but what do you think so far?
I think it's great. You've got a fantastic setup here. It's clean. They've obviously done a good job. I think they've spoiled you, actually, so I think you should be grateful for this. It's good.
I know. I think the other presenters have spoilt me.
Really?
Because I didn't actually help. Unfortunately, I was too tied up with work to help. But all of the other, well, not all of them, but most of the other presenters, most of them male as well. In fact, I think it was all male. Although we don't have very many female presenters here on Phoenix. Now, Ben, this is Ben Benson, as I've been telling listeners. He is the author of Seven Laws of Wealth. I think I've seen your book on Amazon.
You probably have. It's been on there for a little while.
Can you get it in local bookshops as well?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Just online?
No, you can get it in bookshops. It's available anywhere, any good bookstores.
I've got a question for you now. I'm interested to know. Did you self-publish?
We used a publishing company based out of London and New York. So no, it's not a self-published book. We actually got a proper publisher and got a proper deal to do it.
It must be
good question. Wow, turning up the heat, Gabby, with me today.
That must be worth reading.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, tell me about your background, Ben.
I started in business when I was 16, Gabby. When my mum left the family when I was 5 years old. And one of the things she said when I was 5 years old was, "Who do you want to live with?" And, you know, that's kind of an interesting situation to put a five-year-old in. But one of the things that I understood at such a young age was the reason that my parents split up was because of money, or the lack of money, I should say. That we always say.
Did they have a lot of arguments?
Well, yeah, they argued over it, and it's one of the biggest reasons why people split up. And we always say in our home there was always too much month left at the end of the money. And so the thing is that
too
much month left at the end of the money. Literally, we didn't have enough to stretch to the end of the month. And what we found was, was my mum and dad. There was an awful lot of tension. My mum was from a very wealthy family, and dad was from the wrong side of the tracks. And the problem was is that they just had different ideas about how to manage it, and then you know
what to spend it on.
Yeah, and those kinds of things, and also you know how the priorities of money in families can be a very difficult and sensitive situation. So at a young age, they split up, and I grew up with my father. But at 16, dad was ill, and so I went to work. And between 16 and 19, I was supporting the whole family.
Wow.
And,
well done, Ben.
Yeah, I went to work and I was at school from Monday to Friday.
You must have been working really long hours.
And,
tell me you did night shift.
Weekends. No, I did weekends and some evenings, but I went and worked on a local market stall. I started at 4 in the morning, finished at 7 at night, 2 days, and made enough money to look after the family. Now, I don't really say that to impress anyone. I say it simply kind of to impress upon people that's what some people have to do to survive. And you know, the current economic climate, people are struggling and people are hurting. And so what I wanted to do really, Gabby, was I had quite a bit of experience.
Why do you think that people are struggling? Do you think that there's jobs out there?
I think there are jobs out there. I think that...
do you think it's that people's standards have changed?
I think people expect more, and I think organisations expect more that they go to work for. But I also, and I'll come on to this later, one of the biggest things that I think are most important for people to understand is that if you want to get ahead, you have to be willing to step up. You have to be willing to be more resourceful. A lot of times people say it's resources that I need. I need more money to start this business, or I need to do this, I need to do that, I need the connections, or I don't know who to talk to. Well, you need to be more resourceful, and I get onto that in more detail later on in the book. But
what does your book set out advise people to do over should they go out looking for jobs? Because there's two types of ways you can start bringing income in. You can either look for a job and get employed, which is where I've had problems personally, because I've experienced some very, very good employers that have tended to be smaller employers that unfortunately can't employ you full time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones that have been able to employ me for the hours I need and for the wage I need, they don't treat you good enough. The organisations are then too big, they're not looking after or managing their staff properly. Mm-hmm. That's my experience of employment. So I am all for go out, set up a business. I try and motivate people to do that. Someone say, I'm thinking about starting this. I'm like, brilliant.
Absolutely. And I agree with you 100%. Knowing a little bit about what you do, I think that is really important that people... We're entering an entrepreneurial climate where people are starting to think, I'm going to have to go out and do my own thing. Or if they are working for an employer, they're supplementing their income through other things. But just to back up a minute, one of the things that I found, I built up a business on my own. I've always been an entrepreneur. I sold it at a very young age and lost everything that I made from that business. And I went out and started a new business and did quite well in property. And that has really financed everything else that I do now. But what I wanted to do, particularly with this, was I needed an opportunity to give back, because I'm in a position now where I don't have to work again. And that's a pretty incredible feeling. But
so
what
when are you taking me on holiday, Ben?
That's what James has been asking me as well. Maybe we'll all go together. But what I wanted to do...
That would be really interesting, wouldn't it?
What I wanted to do was create, to write the book and just share with people the ideas and the principles that I use to build a business, but also to recognise that there are common denominators that make people successful in business and in life. Now, you know this. You know there are principles that if you obey them from a health standpoint, you get a good result, like drinking water and exercising. Those things are principles that you can't argue with, right? Am I right?
Okay. Yeah, right. And you know what I'm going to say next. So come on, tell us some principles.
Well, it's the same. It's the same with building wealth, and it's the same with being an entrepreneur. There are certain principles. I had the opportunity to spend 2 years interviewing over 200 people on the Sunday Times Rich List. I went to see everyone from, Sir Philip Green, Tom Hunter, Jacqueline Gold. You know, you name them, I probably went to see them. And I did it for 2 years, on average about three people a week. And that was a fantastic insight into finding out what they did and how they did it.
So what were these principles that you found that they all generally seemed to follow? Because you must have found similarities.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. One of them was that... people need to understand that it's not income that builds wealth, it's equity. And what I mean by that is you have to create assets that that you can sell, or assets that will pay you once you've bought the asset. For instance, if you buy a property, once you buy that property, you can rent it out for income, and you're also getting the growth in equity as the market goes up. From a business standpoint as well, buying and selling businesses. Most people think that the best way to be an entrepreneur is to start a business. Well, that's one way, but there are lots of businesses out there that you can buy for as much as it would cost to start a business, and you can make that profitable. One of the things that people often think is they have to do their own thing, but why not go and get a business or get involved in a business that's already profitable? You probably cut 3 or 4 years off the time frame of taking that from a business that isn't a viable concern to something that's profitable.
Or you could take, I suppose, another way to do it, and you can see if you agree with me, Ben, because you're the expert in this area, is that you can buy a failing business because you know a better way to do it, which is a bit like we've started to see reality sort of TV programs that are doing this, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
Getting failing shops, for example, to change and to become really, really profitable businesses. And then that sort of business is the one that, as you say, you might be able to buy for the cost of actually even starting up the business, because the business is turning over so little profit, you can buy the business really, really cheaply.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you'll have a completely different way. Well, not a completely different way. You'll maintain the good principles about that business, and then you can just get everything out the way.
You might have insights or resources or people that run related businesses, and you think, oh, you know, I can put that, and I can bring that person in. And it's been done tons of times. In fact, I've done that myself a number of times with different businesses and ventures that I've been involved in. So absolutely, you can do that. You know, a couple of other things that I think are really important for people to understand is that as they go out and find opportunities, don't look for ways just to make money straight away. Look to serve people. You know, the biggest thing that people forget is that people buy into value, and if you can give more value than you expect to receive, then the results will always come in the end. Another thing that people should do is find what they love to do. One of the things that there's a kind of a caveat to that, and one of the things I don't believe in, I often hear people say, if you do what you love and love what you do, the money will come. Well, I think that's nonsense. I think you've got to find something that is commercially viable, but then you also need to find a way to serve people and give back. And really, that's really what we want to do with this business. We want to create opportunities for people to get together and talk about their business ideas, and give them an opportunity and a little bit of hope, really, to take their businesses to the next level.
Yeah, because as you say, you've done so well that you don't need to work anymore, so you need to find something to keep you very, very busy, Ben. Ben, I'm going to keep some of our listeners a bit busy now, because they might be interested in going to a local event. Then I'm going to play a song, and then I'll be speaking to Ben again, so make sure you stay tuned.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 17th of February at 8 p.m, Led Zepp are live at the Brentwood Theatre. They are presented by Brandywine Music, and critically acclaimed as the UK's leading tribute to the music of Led Zeppelin. Robert Plant even said, "I walked in, I saw me." The band bring the hits to Brentwood. It's £17 to go along. If you want to get your tickets, I'm sure they'll sell out fast. It's 012-77-200-305. Or you can find all of those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/localevents.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
That was Midnight City. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM, local radio for Brentwood and Billericay. I hope you're having a lovely day, even though it is cloudy. It's a bit gloomy outside. Still joining me in the studio is Ben Benson, author of The Seven Laws of Wealth. You can find this online and in local bookshops. But Ben is here today actually giving us some really, really useful advice, especially if you're a young entrepreneur. Can't even speak today, Ben. Right, now tell me, Ben, what's happening in the current economic climate, expert?
That's an interesting one, Gabby. That's a really interesting... The thing is, the easiest way to understand what's going on in the economic climate, I think, is that if you understand... cycles. If you understand, you know, climate cycles, you understand that we have different seasons, winter and spring and summer, and we just happen to be in a winter right now. We've been through this before, it's been worse before, and we probably will go through it again in years to come. But I think if you understand that there are cycles, and often some of the most successful companies start during which time?
Now is the time.
Absolutely.
I have heard a lot of, you know, information sort of saying that
some of the biggest companies
that now is the time.
Some of the biggest companies
start.
That people know you know, McDonald's and Google and, you know, some of the largest companies all started in recessions. Why? Because there's less competition. So if people want to start a business and they're really serious about it, they should really look at starting right now, because now's the time when they can be the most resourceful, because there's hardly any competition out there. Strong businesses always do well in downturns. Why? Because there's an awful lot up for grabs.
How much longer do you think it's going to last, in your opinion? I mean, everyone's got different ideas about this.
Well, if I could tell you and be right,
because
then I'd be...
I don't like believing everything I hear in the media.
No, I think...
I don't think that it really encourages the situation.
Do you know what? I think it's a good question you're asking, but I think it's the wrong question. And here's why. Here's why I say that. Because if people are worried about when this thing's going to end, it's almost like, I can't start... to be resourceful until this thing ends. What I say is, don't worry about the economy out there, worry about your own economy. What are you doing with your time?
Like, to get out of the situation.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, no one else is going to really help, are they?
Exactly.
That's the other problem.
If you want to make it happen, then you're going to have to go out and do some things that might feel uncomfortable for a while, but you've got to step your game up, and you've got to start looking at ways that you can say, right, I'm going to go out and do this, and I'm going to do it for 3-6 months. I'm going to see what results come as a result of doing that. So I think that's important.
Yeah. Now, you've mentioned quite a lot of things that can be found in the book. Now, are there any areas, I'm sure there are, areas that I've missed, like that we haven't yet already, you know, brought up?
There's a ton of ideas. I mean, the seven laws, I mean, I can go through them really quickly if you want me to. The law one is to gain control. That talks about creating a standard. And here's an important distinction, Gabby, that people often forget about. Of all the people that I met and all the most successful people that I've had the opportunity to speak with in my experience, what you'll find is these people don't have goals. And a lot of business experts say you need to have goals in business. Now, I don't think you need goals. I think what you need is you need to create a standard. And you need to say, this is who I am and this is what I'm prepared to do to make this business work. Because a goal is something you reach for. A standard is just something you live. It's something that is who you are, you know. And you just create that. Once you know who you are, it's so much easier to go out there and make a difference. Law two is embrace the future. That's really about finding out what is your thing. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and not everyone can be an entrepreneur like Richard Branson. Not everyone's going to be an Oprah Winfrey, but you can be an entrepreneur in your own way. Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, is a very different type of entrepreneur than, say, Oprah Winfrey. Yet they've both made their money in the things that they're strong at. So that's really the second thing. Find what you're good at and make sure you spend the most of your time doing that. And then surround yourself with people that are good at all the other things. If you're not good at admin, don't do admin. Don't spend your time doing that. Find something that you're great at and you'll shine. Number three is create a strategy. If you're going to be... if you're going to be successful in business, you have to know where you're going. And a big part of that is surrounding yourself with a team, learning how to raise cash, knowing how to go to banks and interview the banks. Don't let them interview you. We talk about that at our free events. In addition to that, you know, find people that are significantly more successful than you are. Now, this is really a really, really important one. If the listeners out there have got a pen and a piece of paper, I'd say you need to write this down, because successful people are out there, and if you want to be successful, there are two ways of doing it. Either you can go out and you can reinvent the wheel, or you can find someone that's done something similar to what you've already done and get around them. Be a pest. Say, will you mentor me? You know, even if it's just by email, you'll get so much information from them. They're willing to just share with you. And I've done that time and time and time and time again. That will, you know, you can make your business stratospheric. You can make it grow so quickly if you get, you know, people like that to help you.
And also not shying away from your competitors. Don't, you know, and from someone that you know is blatantly better than you. Don't shy away from them. Get to know them. Why are they better than you? Get to, you know, become their friend, if you like. You know, their business associate.
Absolutely.
Network with them.
That's right.
Don't be jealous. Don't envy them. Don't be jealous of them. And don't, you know, think, oh yeah, that, you know, they're doing so much better. Their competition. They are the enemy, because a lot of people do that in business.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Absolutely.
And that's not what it's all about. It's about learning from them, because, and also learning what exactly they do, because there's probably something slightly different that you can do that will make yours have something over theirs.
Absolutely. Times are changing, and people, you need to recognise if you're going to go out and find these people. And the other thing I want to say is, don't count on one.
A
lot of people think that I need to get this one person as my mentor. Well, I've had six or seven.
That's true.
You know, don't get your hopes up on this one person. There are tons of people that aren't very well known in the media, but are very successful and are quietly doing their thing. Another thing is, success is not an overnight gig. You know, I often say most successes are 20 years in the making.
Now, this is what frustrates me about some reality television.
Absolutely, that's right.
We're not going to talk any more about it, because I have already got on my soapbox about this here on Phoenix.
Yeah, success.
Overnight success, no. And stepping on telly and just becoming successful because of it, it's not good enough.
It's not, it really isn't. Success, you know, takes time to measure.
It
definitely takes time to measure, Gabby. So that's law three. And then obviously there's in the time that we've got, we can't really go into a lot of information, but that's why we want to put on the free events.
Yeah.
Law four is always execute. This is the issue that most people have. They have the ideas and they do all the planning, but then they forget to actually go out and do something about it. And, you know, as the old saying goes, if you can read but you don't read, then you might as well not be able to read. Execution is the key. You've got to get out there. You've got to take action. And the other thing is that most people don't take action because of two things. Probably number one is fear of the unknown.
I'm glad you said that one, because I'm on a psychotherapy course. So we really know that what lies behind everyone's reason for not doing what they actually want to do is fear.
It's fear, yeah, that's right. It's fear of the unknown, fear of success,
fear of change, whatever, everything.
It might be. You know,
fear of losing everything.
Absolutely.
But if you don't take a risk, it's not going to happen.
That's right.
So that's
number four. That always execute.
What's number five?
Number five is create value. Now, we talked about that just a little while ago, but the most successful people on the planet are invariably those that have found a way to create value for the masses. If you can find a way to create value, and what do I mean by value? Well, what I mean by that is you give more in product, services, whatever it is you do, than you take in money. And the most successful businesses do that, you know.
Yeah.
You look at Amazon, for instance. Amazon is a huge business. It started off as a one-man band. It's a business that was started in a recession. Jeff Bezos, when he started that company, he said, I'm going to be the most valuable business entity on the internet. Now, were there bookshops on the internet prior to that? Absolutely. He had competition. But they've created so much value for people and so much choice that has really, you know, catapulted them to be, you know, the market leaders that they are today.
And some bookshops would, you know, they'd be quite upset, wouldn't they?
Well, we've seen that happen. We've seen like the likes of Borders and some of the smaller shops having to close down as a result of that. But that isn't a bad thing necessarily.
But then again, the bookshops that have survived, that's because they've offered something slightly different. So they're now doing things like putting coffee shops in their bookshops and making it more of, because people still will go to shops, but it might just mean that you need to make your shop more of an experience and more of something where you're getting free information as well.
Absolutely.
You know, retail shops,
there's
no point in just someone won't now go into a shop and just buy something. They want a little bit of information about the product now, or a little bit.
The word you said, experience, is exactly it. You know, there were shops selling tea and coffee long before Starbucks came along. But Starbucks offers an experience, and that really is what differentiates them from other, you know, anyone would have thought.
Well, there's lots of other coffee shops that offer an experience.
Absolutely, but obviously they've come along.
Not necessarily branded.
Yeah, they've come along and they've tried to do a similar thing, but like you said, you're absolutely right. You've got to create an experience for people, and the companies that can do that better and can stay nimble and agile are the ones that are going to be successful.
And what's the next one? Number six.
The next one is number six. That's seek growth. How do you grow a company? Now, there's an important an important thing to understand at this point is that a lot of people know how to run a business, not many people know how to grow a business.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between the two. It's relatively easy to run a business once you've got the thing up and running.
But to keep it profitable.
To keep it growing so that it's getting bigger and bigger and you're reaching more customers and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. And a part of that is to recognize that there are lots of ways to penetrate the market.
Yeah.
And we talk about how to build a business and take it to the next level. Then the last one is give back. Is we say give back. Law 7 is give back. Don't let prosperity destroy generosity. So once you've made it, you have a responsibility to give back to a society. So kind of the way I like to look at it is Law 1's about personal responsibility. Law 7 is about responsibility to other people.
Yeah.
So once you've looked after yourself, you've got a responsibility to help other people.
So what you think your responsibility
well,
is
I kind of feel that I want to give back and I want to help people, achieve what they want to achieve.
So you're offering free events for people in Essex?
We are, yeah. And in fact,
when's the first one and where is it?
We're going to be doing the first event will be for the Brentwood area is going to be tomorrow night. And it's going to be, you've got a free ticket, Gabby. You know you're welcome to come. So
tomorrow night is when I'm doing my presentation.
Well, we've got to make choices in life, Gabby. You know that. You know we've got to make choices.
I cannot let down 80 women in Brentwood, Brentwood Bells WI.
Well, that's the other good thing about it. This is going to be an ongoing thing. We're going to be doing this every
good.
Month.
So I'm going to have an opportunity once a month.
It's tomorrow night. The first one is tomorrow night, and it's 7:30 here at the Brentwood Centre.
Oh, right.
And for the first 10 people that come, we're going to give them a free copy of my first book. And if they're really nice, I might even sign it for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, the first 10 people.
First 10 people that
That's
that
good. You're doing
along.
Your generous bit already.
Well,
that's
we're gonna,
what I like
yeah.
to hear, Ben. So when is the one after that?
Well,
do you know yet?
We'll set up some other dates and we'll put them on the website.
Put them on the website, www.7lawsofwealth.com. Will
that's
they
right.
be on there?
Yeah, we'll put them
Where,
on there.
I'm interested to know, though. So you're doing one in Brentwood, and will the second one be held at the Brentwood Centre
well,
again?
We wanna,
or are you not?
Because I'm so local, luckily, we do these all over the country. But what we want to do, because I'm so local, I want to be able to do this regularly on a monthly basis. And
In Brentwood.
In Brentwood, yeah, exactly.
That's brilliant. And I'm really, really pleased that you've said it's in the evening, because that works so much better for me, and I know for a lot of people, because there's a lot of people that don't go to these, you know, early things because they're too busy with work. Some people's days start early, don't they? Ben, thank you so much for coming into Phoenix. I hope to be speaking to you again on Drive, and I hope listeners found that very, very helpful. And if they couldn't quite take in all of that information, because I wouldn't be surprised if they couldn't, they can either obviously buy the 7 Laws of Wealth, which I have sitting in front of me now.
That's for you.
Are you going to sign it?
Yeah, go on then.
Can I get you to put lipstick on and like kiss it as well?
I'll sign it, Gabby. I'll sign it. You know,
I just wanted to see his reaction if I said something.
You wouldn't be able to
like
tell
that.
If I'm blushing though, would you? So
no, I wouldn't be able to tell. But you can always tell. I get very my face flushes a lot, and I know it's going to happen tomorrow night when I'm presenting in front of 80 women. But as you can see, it doesn't. I know it's bright red. But that's fine with me now. I get quite excited and passionate when I'm talking about things, you know. Well, things of interest anyway. If I start to switch off, it soon becomes quite noticeable. Right, or they can obviously come if they don't want to read that, they can come tomorrow night.
Absolutely, they're more than welcome to come. It's a
at
free event.
And it's a free event.
7:30.
Wow. 7:30 yep. here at the Brentwood Centre.
That's right.
Lovely. Okay, then. Thank you very much, Ben, and I hope you have a nice day. Next up is Zoe Sunshine on a Rainy Day.
touch me with your spirit. You touch me with your heart. You touch me in the dark. I feel it start. Make it feel, make it feel so unreal, so unreal. Like wind in the desert, like a moon on the sea. Sunshine on the rain and yeah, words will take me back to you. Oh.
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout. Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise in Greater London at the A282 QE2 bridge. Oh dear, Ongar Road is now slow southbound in Brentwood at the A1023 High Street Junction. I thought perhaps we'd get away with it not being because it's the school holidays. And the High Street in Brentwood is busy eastbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction. Slow traffic on the A176 Upper Main northbound in Basildon at the A1235 Cranes Farm Road Junction in the roadworks area. Slow traffic on the A132 East Main northbound in Whitford between the Navenden and the Cranfield Park Road Junction if you're heading that way. And don't forget that Frining Lane in Ingatestone is closed at the High Street Junction in both directions because of roadworks. There is a diversion in operation, so mind out. And there's also a speed restriction on the A127. That is between the Halfway House and the Fortune of War, and delays on the Piccadilly line at Amers Grove to Heathrow Airport. If you've got news of the queues, here's what to do.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Tune in to Phoenix FM every Sunday at 4 p.m. to join me, Charles Dayborn, for Scout Shout, a show dedicated to scouting in Brentwood and Billericay. I'll be talking to scouts of all ages as they take part in a wide variety of exciting activities, from adventurous expeditions to charitable volunteer work in the local community. So that's Scout Shout every Sunday at 4 p.m. Be prepared.
Phoenix FM. What is a CVS? A Council for Voluntary Service is a local voluntary organisation formed and run by local voluntary groups to promote and develop the effectiveness of voluntary action. CVS promote the effectiveness of local groups and organisations by providing support services such as information, advice and training. CVS acts as a representative body for the views and needs of the voluntary sector and supports the development of a clear partnership and complementary working relationships between the voluntary sector, volunteers and statutory agencies. CVS maintains a resource centre which is staffed and equipped. For more information, call 01277 222299.
And that was Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Big Tears, here on Phoenix 98FM. You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Coming up at 6, it will be First Gear with Dave Turner. Then at 8, Body Talk with Ed Wellman in association with Spa Hartswood Hospital. At 9 p.m, The Fashion Zone with Michelle Flynn. And at 10 p.m, Ed's back with you. Cool, blimey. That's brave of Ed. He's doing two shows today, it does appear. Make sure you stay tuned to Phoenix. I will be telling you a little bit more about that Fashion Zone show that's coming up with Michelle Flynn later, so stay tuned to Drive as well. Here's some local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 17th of February at 7 p.m, Ray Parler and Ian Richards at the Brentwood Town Football Club. Brentwood Town Football Club is the Brentwood Arena on Doddinghurst Road. An evening with ex-footballer Ray Parler and comedian Ian Richards. The buffet is included on the night. It's £25 to go along. You can call 012-772-36200, or you can get all of those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210-414.
Here's Moby.
You never wanted me. Tell me Michelle Ward here. Join me weekdays 11 till 2 for Eat My Lunch.
But I flirt with you.
Do you?
Yeah.
I felt quite threatened then, you leaning over me like that.
Sorry, love.
Music, local events, guest interviews, news, sport and my question of the day.
Where are you going now?
I don't know, anywhere.
Anywhere away from me?
Yes.
What the hell's that?
Oh, that's not very hygienic.
I am rather talkative, you know.
Eat my lunch. La, 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 la.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Stop that. Stop that right now. Better. The Breakfast Show every weekday morning from 7 o'clock. On the show, we have a look through the papers, check the sport, we check out the top entertainment stories with the Showbiz 5, with regular exclusives and plenty of guests. There is probably no other reason why you can't tune in. So there we go, The Breakfast Show on Phoenix FM, every weekday morning from 7 o'clock. It's here when you awake.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. Here's the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 5, former Rangers owner Sir David Murray says he's hugely disappointed about the club's decision to go into administration. The Scottish champions have appointed Duff and Phelps to help them find a way to repay the vast sums that they owe. As a result, Rangers have been deducted 10 points, effectively handing the SPL title to bitter rival Celtic, who are now 14 points clear at the top. Well, these fans say it's a sad day for Rangers.
Years and years of history. Not just history of the club, family history, families going together.
My feeling and my family and the rest of the whole Rangers family, that we need to move forward now.
A diplomatic mission to secure the deportation of Abu Qatada to Jordan is underway. Home